Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. Shabbat is now over. My name is Emmett Overton, Apostle Emmett Overton, sent to do radio, a human being that's made of sin, that's not worthy to be teaching. I made an agreement with the Lord. If he get me out of the mess that I was in when I was in the service, I was serving him. I'm doing the best I can as of this day. I want to thank all of our listening audience throughout the world. I want to thank Uganda, South Africa, Mozambique, Kingston, Jamaica, Trinidad, Tobago, Australia. I want to thank the nation of New Guinea, USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, aircraft carrier CV-616 out in the Pacific Ocean. Listening to old Chief Petty Officer Overton. God bless those who are on that vessel. All right, God bless the veterans. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, how God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. We take authority over controlling spirits, spirits that will try to block me from hearing or saying or communicate. Lord, your word says in Matthew 18:18, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I bind every satanic force, every hindering spirit. I ask that this go in decency and order according to 1 Corinthians 14:31. I ask that the Holy Spirit becomes my oracle, that I will use my fleshly mind out the way and allow the Spirit of God to speak through me. We now must all come to ask God to forgive us for all of our sins. We all sin every day. Peter asked Jesus, Lord, how many times should I forgive thy brother? And Jesus said, 77 times a day. Based on 1 John 1:9, if we confess our fault, that he's just and able, that he's able to forgive us from all unrighteousness. Let us take this opportunity and ask the Lord to forgive us. Amen. All right, we want to get into familiar spirits. Familiar spirits is designated as a specific type of an evil spirit. It is also classified because of its chief characteristics, namely familiarity. A familiar spirit is familiar with a race of people, a public of people, black people, white people. If the bloodline in your family, say for instance, you have your uncle's an alcoholic, your dad is an alcoholic, your son's an alcoholic, the cousins is an alcoholic, that's a familiar spirit. It's familiar with the sin in that bloodline. Familiar spirits with the personality. For example, a woman whom the Apostle Paul encountered at Macedonia had a familiar spirit which gave her powers of divination. That's in Acts chapter 16, verse 16 through 18. We are a word church. We do not believe in preaching and hooping and hollering. We believe in giving people scripture. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Strictly God's word. The familiar spirits are common, aimed at practice of spiritualism and witchcraft, but their activity is not meant limited to persons or particularly to obviously occults. Evil spirits and personalities, they can reason, decide, express emotional, and communicate. Personalities have the capability to relate to one another. Two human personalities can form a relationship, and through communications and communion, the relationship can be enhanced likewise. A person can develop a close relationship with an evil spirit. When a person's form of a relationship with an evil spirit, which can be done either willfully or through ignorance, then he has a familiar spirit. Communications is the chief characteristic of a familiar spirit. The spirit responds quickly to the sermons of the medium. A medium, such as the witch of Endor, whom King Saul consulted, and it is against God for us as Christians to go reading some zodiac sign. I'm Capricorn, I'm Gemini. That's two personalities. You ain't none of that. Because the Bible says in the book of Psalms that God ordained the stars. So can't nobody tell you your future. That's not of God. And another reason why they can't tell you your future, because the Bible says in Colossians 3:3 that your life is hidden in Christ Jesus. Remember that. A medium, such as the witch of Endor, whom Paul consulted, in 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 7, is a go-between with the form of communications linked between the earthly world and the demonic realm. Thus, anyone who becomes a channel of communication for an evil spirit is a medium. He has a familiar spirit. A familiar spirit is something that a person has because it is a personality identified within a certain individual. The same sense that one has a book, a friend, or a cold, one can personally identify with a demon. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after their wisdom. Thereby many be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. God hates it for Christians to be running around talking about Easter bug, bunny rabbits. That's a source. That's not God. And as a matter of fact, familiar spirits are so familiar with the Christian background that you have a right to put a Christmas tree in your house. That is forbidden in Jeremiah 10. And Jeremiah 10:1 says, thou take an axe from the tree and cut it and deck it with silver and put it in your house, which is a heathen thing. That ain't got nothing to do with Christianity. That's idolatry, which is witchcraft. The Hebrew word for familiar spirit, oba, means a lethal bottle. To the ear of the ancient Hebrews, the hollow sound of a familiar spirit speaks through a medium, sound as though it were coming out of a skin bottle. A skin bottle is a vessel. And a person who has a familiar spirit serves as the vessel which contains the spirit. The spirit indwells the person. Thus, a person who has a familiar spirit is demonized. The seriousness of entering to familiar spirits is plainly set forth in God's word under the Old Testament. The law involvement with familiar spirits is punishment by death. Back in those days, you get caught with adultery, they'll kill you. But see, we're under grace now. God giving us grace because of the second Adam, Jesus. Jesus took the place of Melchizedek, which is in Hebrews chapter 7. Melchizedek was the holy of priests who had to go in once a year to get the children of Israel to be cleansed from their sin. We don't need that. We have Christ now. Christ Jesus is our mediator. And Jesus and his son and God does not want any born-again Christian dabbling with the occult. A man also of a woman that have a familiar spirit or that is a wizard shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. Leviticus 20, verse 28. And the reason why God does not like people dabbling in this as a Christian is because in Matthew 12, 26 and Matthew 12, 28 speaks of two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. If you go and seek and inquire any type of future event that's not by the word of knowledge or by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it is a familiar spirit. Many Christians are messed up by hexes and curses that people have put upon men and making them act crazy. Those are demonic spirits through transfer of spirits or either by a familiar spirit. Familiar spirits are a counterfeit of the Holy Spirit work. As with anything, occult involvement with familiar spirits creates spiritual defilement. Regard not them that have familiar spirits to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 19:31. Anyone who has fellowship with God and who is led by the Holy Spirit does not need a familiar spirit, for God provides him with all of the needs. The sin of adultery is committed when a man or a woman goes outside of his or her marriage relationship to gratify sexual appetites. Likewise, as a child of God, when a child of God commits spiritual adultery, when he goes outside of his relationship with God to gain supernatural knowledge, wisdom, guidance, and powers, is considered a familiar spirit. God is angry with that because it represents the kingdom of Beelzebub, Satan, Dynamion, Lord of Flies, the evil one, Lucifer, the morning star. King Saul sought out a woman who had a familiar spirit, and because Saul sought help from the witch of Endor, God's judgment came upon Saul. Saul was a king of Israel, and he went to the other side, which is the side of the devil. Don't forget two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the devil, Matthew 12, 26, 12, 28. The kingdom of God brings good things and good tidings to the people who's been oppressed by Satan. Because in Mark 3:13, the Bible says, and he goeth up into a mountain, and he calleth them whom he would, and he ordained them to cast out demons. One. preach the gospel. 2, heal the sick. 3, that's the order of God. The kingdom of the familiar spirits is in a root of a web of witchcraft, white magic, black magic, conjums, Ouija boards, tarot cards, Akendor, Rosicrucianism, Satanism, SRA, satanic ritual abuse, Freemasonry. All these things are against God. So Saul died from his transgressions, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit. God don't like Christians to be going reading the zodiac sign. When I got saved and accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior, my brother and my sister got upset at me because I'm not no Gemini no more. That opened up the door for me to become schizophrenic, the twins. God don't create no two people have no two personalities. The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double heart, Psalms 12:2, and a double tongue, 1 Timothy 3:8. Those are doors that open up familiar spirits. Either yes, your yea be yea, or your yea nay, nay, nay. But do not inquire the things of God from the things of the devil, because it's not going to work. The Bible says in Ezekiel 11:5, I know thy ways and every thought in your mind. So why are you going to go to the kingdom of darkness to get revelation, which is a lie? Don't you know that the Bible says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, according to John 10:10? Don't go to the occult to get information. Psalm 37:4 tells us to wait on the Lord. We don't want patience. We want it now, instant, but it don't work like that. And there are people who seek familiar spirits for wealth and riches, which is contrary to the scriptures, because the Bible tells us to seek not to become rich. Proverbs 23:4, seek not to become rich. And anytime you see these so-called preachers in Jamaica, New York, Chicago, I don't care where they at, asking for 4 and 5 offerings, that's not God. That's an abomination. God don't tell us that. You got pastors asked about how we want to be rich. Well, being rich is being alive. Being rich is having health. The Lord says he'll meet your needs. He said he will meet all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And when you're rich, you become into many diverse temptations and lusts. Read 1 Timothy chapter 6 on that. But let me hit this here so I can go back with the articles of the familiar spirit. Again, welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio. I'm very elated to be here in these United States of America and abroad. God bless and shalom. Proverbs 23 verse 4 says, labor not to be rich. Cease from thy own wisdom. And when you're trying to get wisdom that's not of the Holy Ghost, I guarantee you, you're going to be introducing yourself to Mr. Familiar Spirit. Anyone who has fellowship with God, who is led by the Holy Spirit, does not need a familiar spirit, for God provides him with all that he needs. God brought judgment upon the Canaanite nation because of their occult practices. He gave their land to the Israelis. Then God warned the Israelis that he would drive them from the land if they even turned to the occult. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Thou shalt not be found among anyone who consults with familiar spirits. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these things, the abomination of the Lord thy God driveth them out from the land. There are nations that's trying to copycat the United States, which is the most wickedest nation ever exist on earth. The American Indians was wiped out because the white man gave them alcohol. The Europeans, Americans gave them alcohol. Okay? That's not God. That's using some chemical. Anytime you're using a substance to control a person is considered witchcraft. Deception is always present in one's relationship with a familiar spirit. Usually the one having a familiar spirit believes that his spirit companion is good rather than evil, that something beneficial will come out of the relationship. He enormously believes that the spirit is a true beneficial who will provide him with helpful information. He may even believe that the familiar spirit is of the Holy Ghost. And I've seen a lot of people think they got the Holy Spirit, but they got a familiar spirit. They don't even speak in tongues right. It's called a false tongues. He will therefore be reluctant to depart with something that he believes is beneficial or that is of God. The person having a familiar spirit may not recognize that it is a spirit entity with whom he is having a relationship. He may think that his experiences are only within the imaginations of fantasies, or he may believe that he has contacted God's spiritual realm through his mind rather than through the spirit. Thus, he may be ensnared not because he is seeking something evil, but because he is seeking something good in a wrong way. Narcomancy is supposed to be communication with the dead of the familiar spirit operation. Narcomancy is an outward deception. Rather than communicating with a particular person, the medium is in contact with a familiar spirit with the dead person. The spirit is able to give information and to produce manifestations that lead narcomancer to suppose that he or she is contacting the spirit of a certain dead person. You can't do that. You cannot reach a dead person through a seance, through a familiar spirit, through a Ouija board, because the Bible says when the Lazarus, the beggar, died and went into Abraham's bosom, and the rich man died and burned in hell. So as soon as you die, you're going to go straight either to hell or you're going straight to heaven. Ain't no in between parking on the other side. The familiar spirit is going to help to prevent you from not going to heaven. You will go to hell doing these things. What draw a person into involvement with familiar spirits? The appeal of this is the occult, and usually either the desire for which is hidden. One may be fascinated by the familiar spirit of the supernatural and may not know how dangerous this is in the supernatural realm is, and that God hates it, and that Satan would love to endow you into these types of practices. Almost everyone wants to know what the future holds in store. Lord have mercy. It is easy, therefore, to be drawn into a scheme that claims to hold the key of knowledge and the unknown. If you want anything, you need to get it by Jesus of Nazareth. The Apostle Paul says in Galatians 1:12, I neither received it by man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus. Galatians 1:12. May it seem have been enticed by the desires of communication with the departed loved one. A woman overheard my wife and discussing familiar spirits. She thought that she had been visited by her deceased husband. She said that the spirit of her husband would come into her bedroom, sit on the edge of her bed, and talk with her. She decided to test the phenomenon. When the spirit returned, she touched him on the nose and said, "You are nothing but a demon. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Do not come back anymore." The familiar spirit never returned. If Satan can transform himself as an apostle of Christ, 2 Corinthians 11:13, Christians need to know the Bible. Christians are very adamant to go to a building and sit in the church, which is the wrong day, because there's no day that Jesus performed any miracles on no Sunday. In the Jewish calendar, Sunday is the first day of the week. But in the American calendar, in the Western Hemisphere, they don't consider that. That's why they go to church on Sunday. Well, how did this mess happen? The Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic bishop made an agreement with the Druids. That's why you got all Halloween, and they said, "We'll give you Halloween and we'll move the church from Saturday to Sunday." That's why the Catholics called the Protestants to protest against the Catholic Church. These things are not of God, but sometimes people can worship stuff and not have the knowledge of God. Once you get the knowledge, you're going to have to change. The Bible says in Hosea 4:6 that my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. You need to get knowledge from God's word. Christians, especially those suffering from rejection, inferiority, and insecurity, are prone to craving to intimacy with the Lord, which can draw them to unscriptural ways of achieving such closeness to Christ. For example, a Christian woman who has been involved in an unloving husband, who was encouraged by counsel to a visit to bring her husband back, She was imagining that Jesus was coming through the door, bringing her, kissing her husband. She realized that it was a demonic spirit because she called forth from the wrong kid, from the wrong kingdom. She was frightened enough to see that that was not God. Familiar spirits can also act as a demonic entry into the bloodline of the human family. In Exodus 20, verse 4 and 5, the Lord says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. If not, a curse can come on you before 3, 4, 5, 6 generations." Familiar spirits can be generated through generational bloodline curses. It can be opening up the doors of the occult with black magic, white magic, conjurings, and divinations. What is divination? Divination is broadly defined as an attempt to discern future events or to discover that which cannot be known by normal methods. The familiar spirit is sought to assist a person in his quest for hidden knowledge, guidance, and power. There are many expressions of divisions and divinations, including the practice of spirit mediums, witches in Haitian voodoo. Now, why is Haitian so messed up with voodoo, and why it's messed up today, I'll tell you. When the colonial English went in there, Haitians was the first Caribbean nation to say, "We're not giving in to slavery. We're not going for it." They made a pact with Satan. This is why they're heavy with witchcraft. Even to this day, there's chaos there because of satanic intervention. They asked the devil, "We won't be slaves. If you can get us out of this, we will serve you." Instead of asking the Lord, they asked the wrong force. That's generational. Look at Haiti today. Water watching. It is a form of divination. In some communications, there will be particular persons who will find underground streams of water with a fork stick and as a hole the wire of a dividing rod. This stick will turn forcibly downward and upward, walking with the spot. There ain't number demons. That's nothing but demons. There's a counterfeit to everything. Jesus walked on the water. There is a English musician that he walking on the water. It's a counterfeit. This is why you have to know the discerning of the Holy Spirit and know the Bible. Because the Bible says in the last days, some of the elect may be deceived. Be very, very careful. Read the Word. Study the Word. Stop not watching these TV preachers. Stop going to these dead churches that's giving you 4 and 5 offerings and preaching. You don't need no preaching. You need to be taught. Jesus was not no preacher. "Master, we know that thou art a teacher," or "Rabbi," John chapter 3, verse 1. Jesus only preached one time. Sermon of the Mount. After that, Jesus performed miracles. He cast out demons throughout the whole Bible. The Bible says after Jesus' resurrection, there was over 400 to 500 people witness, and there are other books that contains that the Bible says don't have enough room to store for. The book of Enoch is out of the book of Joshua 10:6. There are other books, but God wants us with the Word of God. God does not want us to be gone with books that's going to move us into the darkness of satanicism or black magic and white magic and conjurings that you don't have any knowledge of, especially water watching. Now, I want to say this here. Imagery with children. Be very, very careful with children. It is not usual to find a child who has an imaginary playmate. The invisible companion is very real to the child. In fact, the playmate may be invisible to the other, but appears visible to the child. This is a familiar spirit that the child can see, but the mother cannot see. And if the husband is not the spiritual head and he doesn't have discernment of the Holy Ghost, they gone. Because that's a legal interest that God has put in the life because the man don't know the Bible and he teach his wife. And you can hear children say, I'm talking to somebody. Me and Sister Durden, about 5 years ago, we did a deliverance in Coweta County, Georgia. And the little girl was talking. And when we walked in that room, the Lord opened up our spiritual eyes. You can see demons if you ask the Lord. 2 Kings 6:17 says, "Open up my eyes that I may see." And God says they opened up their eyes. They saw a wall of fire on the mountains. Those were spirits. And this little girl was talking to her familiar spirit. And I told that thing, "What are you doing here?" "I'm here to destroy her." I said, "No, you're not. You don't have no legal rights on this child. Get out of here in the name of Jesus." It left, but all the windows broke. But that's okay. Jesus win. I don't fear nothing. And as you're a Christian, you have authority over Satan, and you shouldn't fear nothing. Perfect love draws out all fear. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power and of a sound mind. 1 Timothy 1:7. What begins in the child's imagination as a technique of an offset loneliness involves a relationship with a familiar spirit. A four-year-old boy of whom this brother ministered to had imaginary playmates. And he kept talking to the playmate, and so the guy called me, and he said, hey, man, I need some help with this. So me and Sister Durden came over there, and we went over there because we've dealt with familiar spirits again. And I asked the Lord, Lord, open up my eyes. Let me see what I'm seeing. And it was a demon looking real pretty to her, but very horrible inside, communicating. Demons hate people, and they'll use any weapon, especially children. Children as a young age must be protected from demonic spirits because they're new to the world. Sometimes if a woman has a child and the baby's 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, that baby starts screaming and screaming and screaming and hollering, lay hands on the child, say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Calm down. It's a spirit. Spirits can get in us because we are all born into sin. There's none perfect but one. That's Jesus Christ. Amen? All right. Toys and games and drugs open up. Heroin open up. Rock music. Those who are hooked on rock music ain't nothing but the devil. Rap music. African-American rap music desecrate the woman, calling the woman a B-I-C-T-H. Everything's a B-I-C-T-H. Black men going against their own, saying a word that means beautiful but don't have the ignorance to know what that is. Nigger. The word nigger is in Acts 13 means nigra, a beautiful thing. But the devil, again, takes the words and turn it around. And when you hear all these rappers, Beyonce, she was a Christian at one time. Romana, the one from Barbados, she said she's a Satanist. I don't listen to those type of people. Snoop Dogg, he'd have made an agreement with the devil. Now he want to preach. Jay-Z, they call him God. He ain't God. Most musicians can get caught up in witchcraft very quickly. Why? Satan was an archangel. And before he was Satan, his name was Lucifer. And he was a beautiful angel and an angel over music. And he caused rebellion to the earth. And Jesus said, I beheld Satan come out of lightning and fall out of heaven like lightning. You can have games that your children can play. You need to be careful with what they're watching and what they're saying because there are subliminal messages in there that can cause dangers to them. Now, when you're doing an exorcism, do an exorcism covering and talking to demons? When demons are challenged, they sometimes speak through the person they dwell in. A deliverance worker may cultivate a relationship with a demon by interrogating such spirits. I don't do that. I don't need to ask them, who are you? Now, Jesus said that because he gave us an answer to ask, who are you? And when you do that, it told Jesus, my name is Legions, for we are many. But it may not tell us like this. This is why God gives us the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit and to be able to test the spirits to see if it is of God. And how to test the spirit? You say that Jesus Christ coming to flesh. I had a pastor in Portmont told me, the Lord going to bless you with a building. That was impossible because I just moved out the building and I moved my radio station into my house. I already knew he was all off at right there. And I caught him in a lie. I said, you lied. You lied on the Holy Spirit. Acts 5:3, drop dead. He looked at me and ran out the church. But if you don't know the word of God, they'll play anything on you. Don't be deceived by these people call themselves Christians. A Christian knows the word. If you don't know the word of God, you're not a Christian. You can go to church, set up in there all day. What have you learned that can imply your life to make changes? What have you learned that can get yourself away from the one who wants to steal and kill? Do you know the Bible says in Mark 4:15, as soon as the word is sown, Satan can come and choke the word out your heart? Don't let him do that. Also, before we close, stay away from narcomancy. God's words clearly forbids communicating with spirits of the dead. Thou shalt not be found anyone among you who call up the dead. Don't do that. Some who loved ones have died and tempted to communicate with them. Instead, it's contacting a familiar spirit and that is forming as if it is the person, but it is a demon. When God told Jacob to return to Bethel, the house of God, Jacob said to his family, put away the strange gods that are among you, Genesis 35:2, and the teraphims, and bruise in the left behind them. Therefore, a curse will not be avoided. And as the children of Israel got rid of these things, got better, because God does not want any born-again Christian to dabble in the occult. Freemasonry, Eastern Stars, Dalai Lama, skinheads, Ku Klux Klan. These are nothing but demonic entities, a.k.a., my God, Masons is so close to the devil. That's another story. But a familiar spirit knows you. It is familiar with you. It can come through bloodline. Our fathers have sinned. We bore their iniquities, Lamentations 5:7. It can come through a curse, because God says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 10, he speaks a curse on physical families, and people don't realize that. Exodus chapter 20, verse 4 and 10, King James Version. Exodus 20, 14. And let's go to Exodus 20, verse 5. Exodus chapter 20, verse 5, King James Version. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God. I am a jealous God. The minute you start tangling with familiar spirits, black magic, narcomancy, crystal balls, tarot cards, all of this foolishness, which is of the black arts, zodiac time. What's your sign? I'm a Gemini. God ain't with that. You ain't no Gemini if you say. How you going to be a Gemini and be born again and say that don't make no sense, because Gemini represents the kingdom of darkness. The Bible says that the stars are ordained by him. They can't hear your prayer. Read Psalms chapter 8. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God. I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation, watch this, of them that hate me. If you hate God's word, you got a curse on you. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. I pray that you have been blessed this evening on Familiar Spirits. I thank God for you. We're going to be going full force. The Ministry of Deliverance beginning Monday about 10 o'clock. We're going to hit it hard. We're going to hit it hard Monday all the way to 5 o'clock. We'll be on air. We are having a telethon. We do need income. We do need income. We need income. And we'd like for you to sow a seed for us. We never beg or brag or tell us to give us whatever. But if God moved upon your heart to give to this ministry, please do so. And if not, if he's moved upon your heart to pray, I'll take that. Because my blessings don't come to any one of you. It comes from the Lord. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. My trust don't come in a person. Philippians 4:19 says that my God should meet all my needs according to his riches and glory. For those who hear this, he will touch your heart. And I'm not the one asking for a Mercedes-Benz or Lincoln Continental or a helicopter. That's not me. I'm asking if you sow whatever God puts in your heart, we will receive it. Please go to www.livedeliverance.com on the lower left hand of our icon, PayPal site. Or you can also go to www.livedeliverance.com and go to our GoFundMe. We are on radio station with three channels. One is www.livedeliverance.com, which is on 24 hours a day. And then you can go to our Facebook. That's when we are on air as we make announcements. And we are also on Blog Talk Radio. You can call us at area code 646-378-1857. May the Lord Jesus of Nazareth be with you. God bless, and have a wonderful evening. Thank you for participating here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries.com. Good night.